Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
The new music show on Vectis Radio with Kieran Thompson.
Right, let's hit this button. Our next guest needs no introduction, but I've written one, so he's getting it. He's a hive mind of NFL knowledge within one skull. You can't keep a good man down, and once again, this is proven, given his beloved Baltimore Ravens have missed out on making it to the showpiece game for a 12th consecutive year. Making his 15th appearance on the new music show is the man who famously shouted the loudest ever curse word Sandown has heard at 3:30 on a Monday morning when he infamously shouted, "Retire, you..." at the conclusion of the 2017 Super Bowl. We welcome back to the programme Vectis Radio's resident NFL expert, Stephen Henley. Stephen, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me back on the show.
Well, it's always wonderful to bring you on for the Super Bowl chat every year. It's a pleasure, and we know that, actually, you know, should I cut the national anthem? Right, we can lose that. You know what? I also actually set up the bad national anthem, the awful version of the Star Spangled Banner that was played before a high school football game once, which sounds like this.
Now that's patriotism right there.
I also had that going, but no.
See, when you said a really bad version of the national anthem, I generally thought you just somehow found the Aretha Franklin one from a few Thanksgivings back. That ran on for way longer than it needed to.
5 minutes or something like that.
Five minutes. She took 5 minutes of possession of the ball in that game.
When the 2016 Super Bowl game?
I think it's 2016,
something
yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Right, we are here to talk NFL. Firstly, we'll do the pleasantries. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Surviving now that the Ravens are no longer in the playoffs or Super Bowl. So, you know, everything's back to normal for me.
How's your heart?
My heart's fine. It doesn't hurt as much being in the divisional round than it is if it was the conference game. Because it's like that one jump before the game hurts a lot more than the one before.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that. You've now... You've had time to relax and to settle into the idea that you won't be winning the Super Bowl this year after what is effectively a year-long campaign condensed into 19 or so weeks.
Essentially.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it, but we do have a Super Bowl tonight, he says, knowing that it's currently 11:54 on a Friday morning and this section is pre-recorded. But tonight, if you're listening on Sunday night, which you would be, that's when the show's on, we do have a Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Stephen Henley, how did we get to this point? And why is this quite familiar if you were on for when you were on the show back in 2023?
Well, if I was to put it plainly, the Chiefs are the team. Since Tom Brady left the Patriots and has now since retired, it's basically been the Patrick Mahomes show for the last few years. I mean, even when Tom Brady was still a Patriot, he has made it to either a conference championship game or a Super Bowl every single year. He had, but without fail. We're basically living in his world and we just have to get used to it, which we don't want to. And at the same time with the Eagles, they have a wonderful offense by the name of Saquon Barkley. And that is it.
I've got a question on Saquon Barkley in a bit, but do you think it's the case that the Chiefs are more stacked in their offensive line than the Eagles are, and the Eagles are a bit of a 1-2-man band who have made it to the Super Bowl on the strength of those 1-2-man bands, shall I say?
No, I would not agree with that. For me, who watches not just my team, I watch every game. Maybe not fully, because, you know, I haven't got that much time in my life.
He's up at 5 a.m. watching Steelers versus Jags, people. This is what he does.
Just literally watching the Jets and Titans play so you don't have to. But basically, the whole season for the Chiefs hasn't looked great this year.
Yeah.
They haven't had the same offensive weapons as they would. The defense can start strong, but then not quite stay the same, but somehow manage to win the game, where the Eagles have just kind of been stomping opponents left and right. But if you could to compare the two records, the 15 and 2s, the only reason that the Eagles became 15 and 2 was because they played down to the certain opponents they lost to, which one of them was the Commanders, which is a divisional matchup.
Yeah.
Where the Chiefs lost to the Bills, mm-hmm. which is kind of what old America wanted a couple of weeks ago, but never mind.
Yeah.
But they were more ready and more planned for it. And the other one was when they were resting all their starters.
Yeah.
But a lot of it for the Chiefs has just been mainly luck. Sometimes it's like controversial. It could be the refs have been helpful a little bit, which I don't think it's really all down to that.
So this is They've just not been playing great. Point.
But when they hit the playoffs, they kind of just switch on a little bit.
So do you
because they know it's real.
Do you think that? I know that it gets talked about quite a lot, the idea that the refs have been quite heavily involved in some fortuitous decisions for the Chiefs, including in the last game against the Buffalo Bills, where a quite likely first down for the Bills was ruled not to be, which means that the Bills couldn't carry on playing and the ball went back to the Chiefs and it turned the momentum of the game. Do you think there is a scrutiny on the refs in this Super Bowl game tonight?
No, because when it comes to this ref gate, as we'll call it, it's tricky because I've been one to say, well, that's just not right when you're looking at it from a viewer's kind of view. And you've got to remember there's only five people on that field and they're trying to just get on with the game. As much as we hate the fact that it wasn't like a first down for the Buffalo Bills, they were also going on fourth down.
Hmm.
So to be honest, both times were fourth downs that these two plays happened. They could just not be on fourth down in the biggest game of their career.
Yeah, sure.
So to be fair, it's swings and roundabouts because it could very much be, but I don't see it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And for tonight's game, I feel like with the big, a lot of people view this game, it would kind of be bad for the NFL if it seemed to fall that way.
Yeah.
So I feel like they'd have to be on their top game because I don't think we've ever had a Super Bowl where the refs have ever looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
The game's up to it, absolutely. Because, I mean, I could think of one when it was the Rams and Saints and the guy was looking the wrong way on a defensive pass interference. But, you know, that's not a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll come back to the Super Bowl in a second. A couple more topics to cover off. Firstly, your beloved Baltimore Ravens. What happened this season? I think I messaged you around the divisional round time saying, I think this is about the limit of your abilities. Do you think that you were unlucky to make it to the Super Bowl, or do you think that the team hit their ceiling?
Well, when I look at the season as a whole, not just a divisional round for the Ravens, our biggest opponent that we always lose to is the Baltimore Ravens. They always seem to show up to defeat the Ravens, which is very annoying because the Ravens are better than that.
Sorry, I think you just said your biggest opponent was the Baltimore Ravens. Do you mean the Kansas City Chiefs? Oh, like 100%.
Yes, I confirm that. So what I mean by that is when we started as 0-2.
Oh, sorry, you were being literal. I apologize.
Oh yeah, I was being literal. But every game we lost was because of us.
Yeah.
That is including the divisional game. Because I won't lie, Lamar played lights out and the defense was a bit dodgy for most of the season, only because we weren't playing players in the right positions trying something new and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Moment we fix that, defense looked great. But we always fall for the same stuff every single time. Nerves, and we play backwards. Like, Lamar made some very costly mistakes in that game.
Yeah.
Like, a wide-open interception with no Raven near, not necessary. Fumbling the ball when he could have just taken a sack, didn't help. And, sure, there's a lot of controversy about the Mark Andrews dropping and getting fumbles as well on a 2-point conversion that could have tied the game. We also still could have lost.
Yeah.
So to be fair, it's a difficult one with the Ravens. I wasn't surprised. I would have been happy if they won, But I was actually okay with the loss because we came back from a terrible start to then get to as far as we did.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm talking to you on Friday morning, like I did say. I am coming at you straight after last night, if you're listening to this, obviously on Sunday, a few nights ago, the NFL honours, the fight for things, I say fight, you can't really call it a fight for Walter Payton Man of the Year, but things like the MVP are given out. Now, last night it was given out to Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills, which seems a little bit odd when I would say that he would place maybe fourth in the contendership behind, for myself, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Saquon Barkley. What are your thoughts on this?
So my thoughts are, I feel Lamar was a bit cheated in this, to be fair. I felt if you compare the stats of the two players and what they achieved in the season, because that's when the awards are made for, therefore the regular season, nothing postseason counts. But I feel like between the two, it shouldn't have been as close as it was.
No.
And I'm okay with Lamar not winning it, because Lamar didn't even go, so he wasn't that bothered about winning a third one. I think it comes down to voters' fatigue, because if they have to vote for Lamar every year because he just keeps getting better, they just get tired of it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're meant to vote for the best player regardless of fatigue, but I can understand being bored if you're again and again voting for the same guy.
Which is kind of contradicting, considering we're in another Chiefs Super Bowl, but I mean...
A Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl.
I mean, it doesn't matter who the opponent for the Chiefs is, the Chiefs are always there.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's the repeat of 2023. And I think we're getting to a point maybe this season where a lot of people aren't that fussed about this Super Bowl. I was chatting to someone in work on Thursday, and he was saying, I'll stay up for it, but if I fall asleep, it's not the worst thing. There is excitement still to be seen in the Super Bowl. The halftime show, as we struggle to bring this back to the new music show, the halftime show will be from Kendrick Lamar. What do you think to that?
Yeah, no, I was looking forward to it. I was looking forward mainly to two Lamars being in the same stadium. But, I mean, I'll settle for Kendrick. That's fine. That's fine.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it that way. We do like a bit of Kendrick Lamar on the new music show. You know, really, really a central tenet of Vectis Radio, Kendrick Lamar, maybe not. But, you know, someone that I think will be good at the Super Bowl halftime show. Of course, just won 5 Grammys last weekend for one song. Right, so we'll move on to a prediction. We have to do this. We do it every year. Stephen Henley, we want a score prediction for tonight's Super Bowl between the Kansas City. Oh, you know what? What's really annoying? Before I get a score prediction, I loaded up all these things. Let's have this. Stephen Henley, as the Fox NFL theme plays out, what is your score prediction for the Super Bowl tonight?
Well, for my predictions for the Super Bowl this evening, hosted by Fox, that's a good little plug-in. I have it being a close game, a very close game. There's going to be a lot of running and maybe a little bit of passing. Some good defense, some bad defense. But in the end, the Chiefs are getting their 3-peat, 31-29.
31-29, that's very close to, was it 35-32 at the 2023 Super Bowl?
It was very close like that, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going for 32-29, did you say? 31-29?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll lose the Fox theme and I'll bring in the... What should we have? Let's have the CBS theme for mine. Oh, it's loud. I am going to be predictably contrary here and say that the game will be a walkover from the Eagles in the first half. They will lead 21-0 going into halftime, and they will hold on for a 24-22 win to the Philadelphia Eagles. That is my prediction. I'm putting zero money on that because I do not trust it enough. Right, well, that's it. That's really all I've got to say. There is no man on the Isle of Wight with a mind of pigskin toss knowledge rivaled on this landmass other than yourself.
Other than Farmer Jack.
Other from Farmer Jack, yes. It's a different type of pigskin. The last thing I'll do is, do you want to hear what all four mainstream themes for the NFL sound like if we play them at the same time?
Sure. Well, you've got ESPN and NBC left to go.
I have, yeah. So let's have NBC. And then let's stick in ESPN. And CBS and Fox. Sounds like this. Okay, let's lose that.
And if you can just slightly make out Carrie Underwood just underneath all of that.
Anyway, right. rather regrettably, we do have to end it there because we're running short on time, and I always give you the opportunity to pick a song. This is going to be regretful, but yeah, let's do this. Stephen Henley, what song have you chosen?
Well, I normally go with something silly from my repertoire of parody bands and other things like that.
Eurovision, but because, not quite entrance. But because this,
yeah, exactly. But this year, I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm actually going to give you a song.
Okay.
But it's country. Oh. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go with Drake Finnegan's Bad Day to Be a Beer.
Okay. Drake Finnegan, did you say?
Milligan.
Drake Milligan, right. Bad Day to Be a Beer.
Yes.
Okay, right.
Sometimes it just speaks to you on a whole level.
Here we go. Right, I'll load it into the system now. Big round of applause for Mr. Stephen Henley. Yeah. Let's have a year as well. Let's have some air horns. Stephen Henley, thank you very much for coming on the show. And now we have Drake Milligan with Bad Day to Be a Beer. Take care, and we'll speak to you again next year.
Cheers. Thanks for having me. Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.